discussing the Gemara on that Tafei Medeis, the quotes from Abba by Zavda Amarat, that an Ovel is Chayev in all mitzvahs HaTorah except the Tfilin, Shari Nema Behen Pe'er. So we ask the Kasha, why does Rav only mention Tfilin? The fact is that an Ovel is also Osir in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is another mitzvah that the Ovel is Potter from, or Osir to engage in. So Rav should have said Talmud Torah as well. So Rashi Moikotin says that really he could have, but he's only mentioning things that are learned from Exeris HaKosi. Like Tfilin, as Rashi doesn't write this Beferish, but Tosis and Brochus explains the Rashi is saying that the real tour of the Ovel and Tfilin is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, Perecha Chavosh Alecha. He wore Pe'er, he wore Tfilin, but everyone else doesn't wear Tfilin Baravelis. Rashi mentions the svara that the Ovel is Mizgolel Ba'afar Karna. So to that, Tosfos says, well, the svara is only to distinguish between tefillin as opposed to other mitzvahs, or to distinguish between the first day as opposed to all the other days. But says Rashi, the iser of an Ovel in Talmud Torah is based on simcha, that Bikuri Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, that Torah is Misameach, an individual, Misameach, not only the guf of the individual, but the heart, more the neshama of the individual. The Ovel is not supposed to be in a state of Simcha, so therefore he's also the Talmud Torah. So Rashi says that Rav doesn't mention Talmud Torah because it's not based on Exeris HaKosev, it's not a Pasuk, it's a Svara. So because it's a Svara, there's no need to mention it, even though the Ovel really is also the Talmud Torah. The Arch Lener offered a different answer. He said the Ovel really is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. There are parts of Torah that the Ovel can engage in. Since the whole Issur of Talmud Torah is based on Simcha, so the Ovel can learn Devarim Haroim, parts of Torah that are not Mesameach Esalev. Sad parts of Torah like Eicha and Kinos and those parts of Nevi'im that talk about the Churban, that talk about Golos, these parts of Torah are not Mesameach Esalev, so the Ovel is able to learn that. Zakhbi Arachlaner, Rav doesn't mention Talmud Torah because the Ovel is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. He's Chayiv to learn those parts of Torah that are Shayach to him. And we said Rashi doesn't give that answer, even though he really agrees that both saying that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is based on Simcha, but Rashi feels that if there is a distinction between Ovel as opposed to every other person, then Rav should have mentioned that distinction. Even though the Ovel is Chayiv to learn Devarim Haroim, but if there's a distinction between the Ovel and everyone else, then Rav should have said that. So that's why Rashi has to come on to this idea that it's all learned from a Svara anyway, it's not learned from the Gzeres HaKosev, so that's why Rav doesn't mention it. Started to ask the Kasha to develop a little bit further. But the fact is, it's not so posh that these two answers can actually serve as answers for this Kasha. Because it's not clear that the Ovel, that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is only based on Simcha. Does it only apply to Devarim? Does it apply only to Devarim She'einam Ra'im? Maybe the Issa Talmud Torah applies even to Devarim She'einam Ra'im. Until now we've assumed that if the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is based on Simcha, he's mutter b'dvarim haroim because they're not misameach. Is that really true that the Ovel is mutter to learn that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel only applies to non-dvarim haroim and not to dvarim haroim? Maybe the Ovel is also asked to learn dvarim haroim as well. So he said that Taisus quotes today, as he quotes Machogos the Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri, as to whether an Ovel is also b'dvarim haroim as well. Rabbi Natan, Leiz Ziknoso, he felt that it should be mutter. Why should it be mutter? He says, well, the Braisa and Tainis that talks about the Issa Talmud Torah for Tisha B'Av, that everyone has on Tisha B'Av, the Braisa quotes the Pasuk, Yikud Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. The Braisa says that there's a heter of Dvar Haroim. The Braisa begins by saying, Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av, and then it mentions the Issa Talmud Torah. It sounds like it's comparing Ovel to Tisha B'Av, and there it says Beferish that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there's a heter of Dvar Haroim. And why is there that heter? Says the Braisa, Pikuli Hashem Yishon, Misam Chelev. So if the Braisa compares Ovel to Tisha B'Av, and on Tisha B'Av there's a heter of Dvar Haroim, far by the Ovel, there should be a heter of Dvar Haroim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ri disagreed. The Ri said the Braisa that talks about Ovel doesn't mention the heter of Dvar Haroim. So from that you get the impression that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is more expansive than the Issa Talmud Torah by Tisha B'Av. It shouldn't include Devarim Haroim. It shouldn't be a heter for Devarim Haroim. I should say better, the Issa should include Devarim Haroim. There shouldn't be a heter for Devarim Haroim. Because it's not mentioned in the Braisa. So it's true, the Braisa in Tainus compares an Ovel to Tisha B'Av, But the Bryson Moy Cotton talks about Ovel himself. And there, when it talks about Ovel itself, it doesn't mention the Heter Dvar Maron. How can you say that the Heter Dvar Maron has to apply to an Ovel because we compare Ovel to Tisha B'Av? Look at the Brisa that talks about Ovel Gufa. There it doesn't mention the Heter Dvar Maron. So it's more mistabe to say that the Ovel is Asa B'Tal Matar, even B'Dvarim Haron. And it's mashma like that from the Rambam as well, because the Rambam in Ilchas Ovel, as we mentioned, in Perkei Alacha Pesayin, doesn't mention a Heter Dvar Maron by Ovel. Even though in Ilchas Tiny is by Tisha B'Av, he does mention the Heter, but by Ovel he doesn't. So sounds like there's a split. Sounds like there must be a split between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'Av, and that's Gufa why. The Brisa, which talks about Ovel, doesn't mention the Heter Dvar Maron. But how can that be? How can that be? If the whole Isser of Talmud Torah is because of Bikudei Hashem Rishon Mesam Chelev, that is what the Brisa says regarding Tisha B'Av. So why by Ovel is there an Isser of Dvarim Haron? The answer is that you have to look at the Mokah for the Isser Talmud Torah for an Ovel. If you look at the Mokah, you'll see that it might not be based on Bikudei Hashem Rishon Mesam Chelev. And the Gemara Moed Katan earlier, and Daf Tes Vav, Daf Tes Zayin, lists all the different Tisurei Avelus, and it gives Psukim. It's different drushes and different Makaras for those Tisurei. The Gemara says, Ovel also did the return, the Kama Rachman Li Yecheskel Dom. Dom. Kavish Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, Hey, Onek Dom, hold yourself back. Be quiet. So the Gemara Moi Kotna, that Tez Mav says, that's why an Ovel is also the Talmud Tov. It doesn't say, Pikud Hashem Misham Misham Chelei. Zop the Rav, in his Shiurim, the Hilchas Avelus, you see from here that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel might be based on something else, not Bikudei Hashem Rishon Mesam Chelev, but rather it's based on Heyonek Dom, that the Ovel has to be quiet. And one of the ways that he has to be quiet is by not learning Torah. That could explain why the Gemara earlier says that the Ovel is also B'Sheila Shalom. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to people. He's not supposed to respond Shalom. He's not supposed to respond Aleichem Shalom during Shiva. They're complicated halachas, exactly. What the Ovel can say, what he can't say. But he's not supposed to give shalom to others. And what's that learned out of? Zot Gemara, Heyoneg Dom. It's learned out of Dom as well. It's a little bit strange. The Mefarshim don't ask, how can you learn two different Yisurim from one Pasuk? You're going to learn the Issa Talmud Torah and the Issa Sheila Shalom for an Ovel from the Pasuk of Dom? We generally assume you can't learn two things out of the same Pasuk. Zot the Rav, it's not two different things. It's the same Yisod. The Ovel has to be quiet. He has to be quiet in certain ways. Chazal just interpreted the pasuk to mean that he should be quiet not to give shalom to others and not to learn Torah. These are just two different expressions of the same pasuk. The ikar is that the Ovel is supposed to remain quiet. If that's the nature of the Isser of Talmud Torah, that the Ovel is supposed to be quiet, then we can understand that it can apply to Sheila Shalom as well, because that's the nature of the din. The Ovel is supposed to be quiet. If this is the mocker, to the Issa Talmud Torah, then that could explain why the Issa might apply to Dvarim Haroim as well. The only reason to exclude Dvarim Haroim is if we assume that the Issa Talmud Torah is based on some Simcha concept. Misam Chelev, the Ovel is not supposed to be Besimcha, if Torah is Misamech HaSalev, then the Ovel is not supposed to engage in Talmud Torah. But that only applies to Dvarim HaMesamchim. If you say Dvarim Haroim are not Mesamchim, so then just like on Tisha B'Av there's a Heter Dvarim Haroim, the Ovel should also have the Heter Dvarim Haroim. Should apply to him as well. The Brisa that talks about Ovel doesn't mention Bikud Hashem Rishon Mesam Chelev. So you could say it doesn't mention that. It doesn't mention the Heter of Dvar Haroim, but it's similar to Tisha B'Av. After all, the Brisa by Tisha B'Av does say, Kol Mitzvah Hanogos B'Ovel, Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. And there is a Heter of Dvar Haroim over there. So even though the Brisa by Ovel doesn't say it, we have to extrapolate. We extrapolate from the Brisa by Tisha B'Av. After all, it says Beferish in the Brisa by Tisha B'Av, Komitz Anogos B'Av, Anogos B'Tisha B'Av. So there is a comparison. You can't deny that. That's what the Brisa says. So once there's a Heter of Dvarim Haroim by Tisha B'Av, that should apply to Ovel as well. But if you assume that the Isser of Talmud Torah for an Ovel is from Dom, that the Ovel is supposed to be quiet, so then you're free to say that the Brisa by Ovel doesn't mention Pikudei Hashem Misham Misam Chelev, and it doesn't mention the Heter Dvar Haroim, because maybe the Heter Taka doesn't apply to an Ovel. Because the Issur Talmud Torah for an Ovel is not based on Simcha, it's based on Dom, that the Ovel has to be quiet. So it's based on Dom, then maybe the Issur applies to Dvar Haroim as well. And that would explain very nicely why the Gemara by the Braisa, by Ovel, doesn't mention the Heter of Dvarim Harayim, because Pibitaka doesn't apply to an Ovel. The Braisa by Tisha B'Av says that there's a comparison between Ovel and Tisha B'Av. Yeah, it's a light comparison, but it's not a complete comparison. It doesn't follow through. There isn't a Isser of Talmud Torah in both, but you have to apply it appropriately in each context. And by Ovel, maybe the Isser applies to Dvarim Harayim, because the nature of the Isser is not based on Simcha, but rather it's based on Dov. If you hold that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is really based on Simcha, it's very similar to Tisha B'Av. So then what do we learn from Dom? Right? The words Heyoneg Dom are in the Pasuk. So the Gemara Moed Katan says that Heyoneg Dom is the Mokka for the Issa Talmud Torah. So what are we going to learn from Dom if it's all based on Misam Chelev? So lechor, what you have to say is that Heyoneg Dom is only a Gilui Milsa. It's a Gilui Milsa that the Issa Talmud Torah applies to an Ovel, but the application of that Issa Talmud Torah is limited by the Pasuk Misam Chelev. Dom is the Gilui Milsa, that this is a type of Issa that applies to an Ovel. It's a Gilui Milsa, it's revealing there's an Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel, but how does that Issa Talmud Torah express itself? Misam Chelev tells me that it's an issue of Simcha, it's a function of Simcha. So only Dvarim She'en Amram Mitzvah Mislameach apply to the Isser, but Dvarim Haroim are not included in the Isser. That's the beginning of what Dom means. First, Dom is a Gilui Milsa. But the Rav said even further than that. He said that even that if you assume that the Isser Talmud Torah applies only to non-Dvarim Haroim, it's all based on Simcha, like the Rabbeinu Tam B'Sof Yomav, what you could say is that Dom is teaching me an extra Isser. It starts as the Gilui Milsa for the Issa Talmud Torah of an Ovel, but it's not just the Gilui Milsa. Because I could have said the Svara is Simcha, so anything that's Misameach doesn't apply to an Ovel. Dr. Rav, maybe Heyoneg Dom teaches me an extra Issa. And that is that the Ovel is not allowed to teach Torah to others, even to teach things which are not Misameach. Right? Or even to teach things that are not Misameach. Meaning, there's a heter for the Ovel to learn Dvarim Haroim, because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole Isser is based on Simcha. It's not this expansive type of Isser of Dom that the Ovel is supposed to be quiet. It's all based on Simcha. But what Dom teaches me is even where there's a heter for the Ovel to learn himself, because the learning is not going to be Misameachin, to teach others, to be Melamed Torah L'Acherim, that's Osir even the Dvarim Haroim. And that's the extra din that we learn from Dom. Dom means that the Ovel has to be quiet. So even to engage in Talmud Torah, that's not Misameach. So for him to learn himself, that would be Heter Gomer, because he's not Misameach. But Dom teaches me he has to be quiet. What does it mean to be quiet? Not that he can't learn Dvarim Haroim. He can learn Dvarim Haroim, because it's not Misameach. But he can't teach Dvarim Haroim. Teaching Dvarim Haroim is beyond. That's too much. To teach others, the Pasuk Dom tells me the Ovel has to be quiet. It's not allowed to engage in Talmud Torah L'Acherim, even B'Dvarim Haroim, which are mutter for the Ovel to learn himself. Okay, so that could be what the extra Pasuk of Dom is coming to teach me, according to those Shittas, according to the Rambam, according to the Ri, who assume that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel, that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, right, if the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel applies only to Dvarim HaMisamchem, not to Dvarim Haroim, against the Ri and the Rambam. If the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel applies only to Dvarim She'en Amram, not to Dvarim Haroim, so what do I need Dom for to tell me that he can't be quiet? It's only based on Simcha. It's only based on Simcha. He's allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim. So what's Dom teaching me? No, Dom is teaching me that to be Melamed Torah L'Acherim, that's also even the Dvarim Haroim. That's the extra ribuy that the word Dom is coming to teach. Jeremy, I saw your hand.
So what's the difference between learning Torah on your own and teaching Torah to other people? That's specifically from the word Dom, we learn how it's also to
the person doesn't necessarily have to speak when they're learning themselves, but when you learn with others, if you're teaching others, by definition, you're going to be speaking. So the Pasuk Dom is referring to the teaching of Torah to others, because that's the point. The Ovel has to be quiet. That is certainly a Torah that you have to... that you have to be speaking, you have to be saying verbally. Talmud Torah ba'atzma, a person is supposed to verbalize what they're learning, but it's not absolutely necessary. But to teach others, you certainly have to verbalize it. Maybe that's what Dom is teaching me, that the other is supposed to be quiet.
So if you're teaching yourself, like, the words, it's possible that people can't learn without like saying the words in order to remember it.
It's better, but certainly you can learn. You can think in your mind about Divrei Torah without saying the words. Again, this is just a gilui that the word dom is referring to teaching Torah to others, because that Talmud Torah has to occur, presumably, by speaking to others. So that's what dom is teaching, that the Avil is not supposed to speak to others, even where there would have been a heter for him to learn Torah for himself. Even according to the Rabbeinu Tam, where the Avil is mutter to learn Dvar Maran, because the whole issue is based on Simcha, dom teaches me that he still can't teach others even those Dvar Maran that he can learn himself. Yes? Right, so it's an interesting question. I think the minhag is that we do teach in a group setting, but in a very simple way. A very simple way. Gemara talks about if rabbim tzrichim lo, right, if people need him. The Braisa and Tainus are talking about Tisha B'Av. It says, Tinoko shel beis rabban betelin, that we don't teach children on Tisha B'Av. It's a whole discussion. Why? Is it their simcha? Is it the simcha of the Rebbe? The minig is that we do have shiurim on Tisha B'Av. We have some kind of shiurim. Interesting. We try to keep it simple. But it's a good question. Right? B'pshuta, we'd say that if there's a heter at Dvar Haroim and Tisha B'Av, why can't I teach others? What I'm suggesting is that dom is an extra din. You know, the answer might be that on Tisha B'Av, the pasuk of dom doesn't apply. Right? It's only if we apply Hilchas Ovel to Hilchas Tisha B'Av would we even know that there's this concept of dom. So maybe that's the idea, that Chazal want us to talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so they don't include this extra Isser of dom. So there is a heter of Dvar Haroim on Tisha B'Av, it's Beferish of the Braisa. It's not Mesam Chelev, and Chazal did not extend the Isser of dom, the concept of dom, to Tisha B'Av, according to either Shita. Right? According to neither Shita is the concept of dom extended to Tisha B'Av. So according to the Rambam and the Ri, even though the Ovel is Osir, even B'Dvarim Haroim because of dom, that doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av, there's a heter of Dvar Haroim. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even though the Isser of Talmud Torah for the Ovel is only non-Dvarim Haroim, but dom teaches me that there's an Isser for the Ovel to be Malami Torah L'Acherim, even by Dvarim Haroim, but that doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av, because again, Chazal didn't extend this extra issue, this extra din of dom to Tisha B'Av, because they want people to be able to teach Torah to each other, and to learn B'Dvarim Haroim, so that we'll talk about the Churban. Okay. If you assume that the Isser of Talmud Torah applies even to Dvarim Haroim, like the Ri and the Ramban, so then the question comes back, why didn't Rav mention this Issa? Rav says that an Ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs HaTorah except for tefillin, shari nemer ben pe'er. It's not true. He's also b'talmud Torah as well. And don't tell me, well, it's just a svara. No, it's not just a svara. It's based on dom. It's based on exeris hakosav. And the pasuk teaches me that it applies even to dvarim haroim. So why didn't Rav mention it? So the Ritva offers a different answer to this question. The Ritva, Masechta Ma'akot. Who's the Ritva? Oh, page 4 in packet 4. The Ritva verse gives the answer of Rashi as to why it's not mentioned. The Yeshlom Hashem, the Meidim and Akhlo, the Zav, Vishnev, Ben Chutz. Ha'cha pshita lay the Asa v'divei Torah, Shem, Esam Chelev. First he says, you can't learn from clouds. Just because you have a cloud doesn't necessarily mean that it's a complete cloud. Right? It basically is true, but there could be exceptions. Even though it says chutz, there could be exceptions. He says, and here there are exceptions. Why? Because what does the Ritva do? He invokes Rashi. The Rav doesn't mention it because it's a svara. If it's a svara, I don't have to put it in the memra. Right? The memra is only talking about things that I learned from Exeris HaKosav. Odeh Shlom is up the Ritva, the Kevin, the Korah, Kriyash, Mashachar, Zahavis, V'didei Sagilei, V'nim Tzashena Potter Mimeno. Once he learns, once he reads Kriyash Mashachar Zva'arvis, That's enough to be yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the Ritva saying? That even for everyone on a normal day, we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the minimum mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to read Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis. If you say Kriya Shema both in the morning and at night, this person is right. The pasuk says Ve'avisibo Yomam V'Loy. You're supposed to learn both night and day. So Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis is a key of that mitzvah. Of course, the Hagisa means you're supposed to learn the whole night and the whole day, as much time as you have. If you have to engage in other activities, you have to make a parnasa, or go to college, or eat, and drink, and sleep, and spend time with the family. Of course, these are other activities that the Torah recognizes are very important. So then a person is not mechuyev in Talmud Torah then. But any other time that he's able to, he's supposed to be learning. But the minimum is a little bit at night, a little bit by day. So if you read Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema in the evening, you can be yotzei the minimum chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Dr. Ritva, maybe the Aval Takas Chayim in Talmud Torah. It's just he's yotzei with the Kriya Shema that he reads in the morning and the evening. He has to daven. The Aval is mechuyev in tefillah. He's mentioning psukim of the Torah. He's mentioning divrei Torah when he davens, but that's mutter. Apparently, that's not included. It's enough to be yotzei the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but it's not included in the iser of Talmud Torah either. It's part of Seder Hayom. Part of the Seder Hayom, so it's not included in the Isser of Talmud Torah, but it's enough to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Zot Ritva, that's why Rav doesn't mention Talmud Torah in his memra, because maybe the Aval Takas is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Not that he's Chayiv in Talmud Torah to learn Dvarim Haroim. No, it's Osir, even B'Dvarim Haroim. But he's Chayiv in the minimum Talmud Torah. Chayiv a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, which he can be Yotzei with Kriya Shema of Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Memra, because maybe the Aval Takas is Chayiv, but he can be Yotzei with Kriya Shema, which is not included in the Issa, because it's part of Seder Hayom, so it's not Misameach HaSalev, and it's not part of Dom. He's allowed to learn. He's allowed to daven. So it's a Heftz of Talmud Torah. He can be Yotzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but yet he's allowed to daven. So with the Kriya Shema that he says, he can be Yotzei Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Chora, that answer of the Ritva, is the answer that you'll have to give to the Ri and for the Rambam, who claim that the Issa Talmud Torah for the Ovel applies even to Dvar Haroim. They learned that out of Dome. But nevertheless, you could say, even though there is an Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel, it's not completely expansive, right? It's not a complete Issa. There still is a Chiyuv to learn Torah. But you have to do it in a way that you're not going to violate the Issa. So by reading Kriya Shema, you can be Yotzei, because it's not included in the Issa, but yeah, you can be Yotzei a Chiyuv. So that's what the Ovel has to do. And that's why Rav doesn't mention it, because really the Ovel might talk about Chayiv in the mitzvah. Okay. Questions? Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the next city. The Omer Rav Abba by Zavda Omer Rav. Ovel Chayiv B'Sukkah. But Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav is another statement. We have a few of them here in the Gemara. Ovel Chayiv B'Sukkah, he says. We're talking about Ovel, so we mentioned his other statement about Ovel. Ovel is Chayiv in Sukkah. Compared to Gemara Pshita, you just told me he's Chayiv B'Chomit Samurz B'Torah, so why shouldn't he be Chayiv in Sukkah? Mahu D'Teima Hova Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav Hova Amar Rava, excuse me, the Bach changes it. Hova Amar Rava Mitznar Potem in HaSukkah. I would think that Rava has his Yisod that we're going to see on the Chavav that Mitznar is Potem in HaSukkah. Zainami Mitznar, who the Ovel is Mitznar to sit in the Sukkah. I would say Avada, the Ovel is Chayiv in Kol Mitzvah Satorah, but there's a special din by Sukkah, Mitznar is Potem in HaSukkah. I would say here the Ovel is potter, not because he's potter min haMitzvah, but because the halachas of the mitzvah tell me that the Ovel is potter. It's a different sug p'tur. It's not just a general p'tur. But if you apply the halachas of Sukkah, there are other people who also are potter from the Sukkah. Mitzvah in general. If there are bugs in the Sukkah, and if it's too hot in the Sukkah, if there are bees in the Sukkah, it's cold in the Sukkah, there are many other people that could be mitzvah potter min haSukkah. The Ovel is just a sug mitzvah. So I would say, just like Mitzdar is Potter, Minasukah, the Ovel also should be Potter because he's Mitzdar. Kamash Malon, Hani Mili Tzara de Memela. Aval Hocha Iyuhuda Ka Mitzdar Nafshi, Boi Leli Suve Daite. Kamash Malon, that Mitzdar, Potter, Minasukah, that's Tzara de Memela. What's meant the Tzara de Memela? What does that mean? Zog Rashi, Sha Sukkah Mitzar Rosso. That the Sukkah is Mitzar. Kigon Chama, Otsino, Sircha, Smelly Sukkah, Bidvarm, Shesikech, Sometimes they would make schach out of different branches that were very smelly, very uncomfortable to sit there. The heat and cold and a smell, and we can add bugs and other things. If the sukkah is mitzayr, that's called a tsar de memela. That means a tsar not due to the individual. Right? External to the individual. The sukkah is mitzayring. There's something external that's being mitzayr the person. But the ovel is not its. The ovel is mitzayr, but that's not a tsar de memela. It's not the sukkah being mitzayr him. That's his own tsar. That's tsar de nafshe. A tsar that he brings upon himself. Right? He has a mitzvah to be mitzavel on his karov. But as Rashi said on the Amud Aleph, Eino Chayev Litzdar. He doesn't have to be Mitzdar Kol Kach. He has to be Misabel Belev. He has to have an Avelus Belev. He has to feel sorry. He has to feel sorrowful. Right? He feels sad, but he doesn't have to be Mitzdar to the point that he can't function properly. So that's something the Ovel brings on himself. The fact that he's so Mitzdar that he can't function properly, that he brings on himself. Dr. Gemari, Barle Lisuve Daitin. Chova olav liyashiv daito lemitzvah, says Rashi. He has a chiyuv to be miyashiv his das, then he'll be able to sit in the sukkah. That's the Gemara. That ovel is chayiv a sukkah, even though he is a mitzvah, you think mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, the ovel is just an example of mitzvah. Kamash malon, the only tzar the memel is potem in a sukkah, the ovel is the tzar the nafshi, barle li suvedai. So some of the Rishonim ask a kasha on this Gemara. First glance, the Gemara is really pilei plum, very difficult. The half meaning of the Gemara is that the Ovel is bechlal mitzvah. He should be part of an asuga because he's mitzvah. When do we part of mitzvah and asuga? The Mordechai has a famous yisod that mitzvah is part of an asuga only if, as a result of leaving the sukkah, he'll be saved from mitzvah. When he's in the sukkah, he's mitzvah. But when he leaves the sukkah, he'll be saved from mitzvah. The Mordechai is in a top shin men. He says, "The Amar Rav Mitzvah Potem and Asuka Kosav Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimetz." The Sefer Yireim. Yireim writes, "Perish Sheyesh Lo Tzar Min Asuka Ubetzeso Yinotzem." The Ken Dira Bein the Ein Derech Bnei Adam Lama Bedirasa Mitzvah. The Belezim Imet says that the only time a star is potter in a sukkah is if the person will be saved from the tzar by leaving the sukkah. Why is he potter? Because it says, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamin. Teishu Ka'entadur, we're going to have this drosha time and time again. Very important drosha. Teishu Ka'entadur, a person is supposed to be koveya, his bias, his kvius in the sukkah throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Chazal made a drosha, Teishu Ka'intaduru, just like a person in his home is not going to stay in that bias if he's Bitsar. If there's a leak in the roof, he's going to leave the bias and go elsewhere. So too in the sukkah, if he's mitzayr from the sukkah, Teishu Ka'intaduru tells me it's like the bias. If he's mitzayr, then he can leave the sukkah because he'll go to a better place. Zok the Rebbe Lezim Emet, but let's say he's not going to be saved from the tzar. He has tzar here and tzar there. So Teishu Ka'intaduru doesn't tell me that he should be part of the sukkah. Just like an individual in his home, let's say there's a leak in his roof. So the only other bias in town also has a leak in it. So he's not going to leave. He'll stay where he is. He'll stay put because there's no point in going somewhere. So he's not going to be safe from the tsar anyway. If there are bees all over, so there's no point in leaving the home. He'll suffer with the bees because he can't solve the problem. So if it's tsar potem in a sukkah, if mitzvah potem in a sukkah is based on teishu kentoduru, then it should be limited to a situation where the mitzvah is going to be able to save himself from mitzvah by leaving the sukkah. So the Hagon, the Mordechai says, but if that's the case, then we don't understand our Gemara. If he did very re'aim, mayam rinan mishum deboile lisuvei daite. Why is the answer of the Gemara that the reason why the Ovel is chayav sukkah is because this is not a tzara, the memela, it's a tzara that he brought on himself? I have a simple teretz to the Gemara's kasha. The reason why the Ovel is chayav sukkah is because the Ptur of Mitzvah can't apply to the Ovel. Because he's not going to save himself from his Tzar by leaving the sukkah. If the whole Ptur of Mitzvah is that if the Mitzvah can save himself from the Tzar, then it's not Teishu Ka'intaduru, because in his home, he would leave his home, if he's Bitzar, to go to a different place. If that's the nature of the Ptur of Mitzvah, so then there's a simple answer to the kasha. Why do we say no? It's a tzara denashei by the lisuvei daite. Typically, did it say some in a sukkah? Lo yachsoch ke'evo, v'lo yinatzo min atzar. So Pasha the Teretz, the Avil's not going to solve any problems. He has the same tzar outside the sukkah. He has inside the sukkah. So what does he accomplish by leaving the sukkah? There's no Ptur Mitzar then. Because he's not going to save himself from the tzar by leaving the sukkah. So then the Ptur Mitzar is applied. That's why the Avil's chayim. Why do I have to stand on his head? He should have just said something very Pasha. Dr. Marik, the Docha Godel Hulomar Yeshiva Sasuka Tarabe Olav Tsar Evlo. It's very difficult to believe that the sukkah is going to be marred by the tsar, and therefore by leaving the sukkah, he'll minimize the tsar. Come on, correct the Marik. That's not Mistaber. He's Bitsar. From the Avelus is the same. He lost his Karol, the tsar is the same, both inside the sukkah and outside the sukkah. So the Ptumit tsar shouldn't apply. Tumistar shouldn't apply. So if you're going to say Mistar Pati Masukh is only if he can be saved from the Tsar, then we don't understand our Gemara. We don't understand the Kash of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara have to give a Teretz that it's not Tsar of the Mamela? It's not Tsar of the Sukkah, it's a Tsar of the Ovel. He's bringing it upon himself. So he has to be Miyasha Daito. Just say that the Tsar Mistar doesn't apply because he's not going to save himself by leaving the Sukkah. A very partial defense. And he's Nisha B'tzarechi. That's the kasha of the Marik based on the Yirei. So some want to suggest that maybe the answer is based on the Rosh. Look at the Rosh, how the Rosh explains our Gemara. The Rosh seems to be sensitive to the Marik's kasha. What does the Rosh say? Let's all turn to the Rosh if you have a Gemara. The Gemara says, why does Rav Abba Bar Zav the Marav have to tell me that Ovel is chayav b'sukkah? Pshita. Pshita is chayav b'sukkah. He told me he's chayav hamutz amurz b'torah. Pshita. The Gemara says no. Mahu the teima hova amir rav mitzar patim in asukkah. So I'd say hainami mitzarehu. So says the Rosh in Simen Zayin. Hainami mitzarehu. Mitzarehu b'yeshivas asukkah yoser mi b'yeshivas habayis. He's mitzar more in the sukkah than in the bais. Why? The ovel chavetzu lios misvoded v'yoshe b'mokom tzar va'afela, k'dei lios torah b'tzar. The ovel wants to be left alone. He wants to be misvoded. He doesn't want to be around people. He wants to be misvoded b'tzar. So I would think mitzar part of an asukkah. The ovel is mitzar. And he should be part of the sukkah because he really wants to be misvoted. In the sukkah, he can't be misvoted because the sukkah is a smaller place. Normally, the homes are a little bit bigger. You know, they didn't have such big homes, but the home was bigger than the sukkah. He's in the sukkah. Everyone's in the sukkah. He doesn't feel happy, right? Does he not feel happy, he's bizarre because everyone's there. He wants to be misvoted. He would prefer to be able to go into the home, to go into his room in the house, and to sit in the corner and be mitzar there. So that's why I think that he's mitzar, he's potim in asukah, kamash malon, what? Hani mili tzara de memela, aval hocha yudu ka mitzar nafshim, ibar leili suvei dai. Says the Rosh, the kash of the Gemara, that the havami of the Gemara is that I would think that the ovel is potim in mitzar because he'll be saved from his tzar. He wants to be misvoded. He wants to be misvoded, it's better for him in the house than in the sukkah. Kamash Malon, he might want to be misvoded, but that tsar that he puts on himself is a self-imposed tsar. Mitzar Patim HaSukkah doesn't apply to a self-imposed tsar. He has to be Miyashiv Daito to be able to sit in the sukkah. Why does the Rosh add this to the Gemara? It's not in the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara, but adds just a few words. What's the Rosh assuming? Part of the Rosh is bothered with the Kasha, Marik's Kasha. He's bothered with this Kasha that Mitzar Patim HaSukkah is only going to pater if the person is going to save himself from the tsar by going inside. So if the Ovel's not going to save himself by going inside, what's the Havamina that he should be part of Midin Mitzar? Dr. Rosh, it must be that he will save himself by going inside. He wants to be misvoted, and it'll be better for him inside. So that's why I think Mitzar is part of a sukkah. Kamash Malon, the sukkah didn't do anything to him. It's a personal tsar. If the sukkah doesn't do it, if it's not tsar, then the male tsar of the sukkah, rather it's a personal tsar of the individual, he has to be Miyashiv Naito to make sure that he's not Mitzar. But in a Hanami, he would save himself from the tsar by going inside. That's why I have a Havamina, he should be part of a sukkah. The mashmalon, it's the tsar that he has to remove. He has to get himself to be chayav in the sukkah. Mark. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. If all things are equal, if he'd be in the same tsar and the home is in the sukkah, then Tako will be chayav in the sukkah. Nochamo. he's chayv anyway. The maskana of the Gemara is that he's chayv anyway. But what you're saying is, according to the Rush, even within the Hava Mina, we wouldn't have asked the Kash. Right? We wouldn't have asked the Kash. We would say, of course he's chayv in the Sukkah, because he can't save himself from the Tsar anyway. Yes?
You could say, even if you
lose alone, though, it's also a lachamah feva. Okay, I'm not sure. I mean, this is all a question of whether a person who's living alone would be bechlal the havmin of the Gemara or not. L'maskona is chayev anyway. But I hear, okay, that's a possibility too. Yes?
Two things. One, if there's like a sar going on, is it more like onin or avel in terms of, are you...
Avel. Talking about avel.
No. When you're in mid-sar, right, let's say there's bees. If you stay in the sukkah, are you just not getting any mitzvah, or is it you're going...
We're going to talk about that at great length. There is a Yerushalmi that there are more quotes that someone who's mitzvah from the sukkah and doesn't leave the sukkah is nikra hedya. It sounds from the Yerushalmi that you're not going to get a key mitzvah. So we have to see exactly why that's true. We'll get there. But that's not the question here. The question is whether he's chayev or potter. Right? Here, again, the maskana, the oval is really chayev. But you're saying if the oval would have been potter, but he'd push himself, would he get a mitzvah for that? Okay, so that's the same din as the mitzvah in general. Someone who's mitzvah, puts him in a sukkah, and he pushes himself to sit in the sukkah, doesn't get a kinah. So we'll talk about that.
Also, what if it's more causes more mitzvah for him to not be in? Like, let's say it's really hot, but like if he goes inside, he's gonna feel really bad about himself. It's like all his friends are gonna be like, "Oh, I had a great time with my family." He's gonna cause more pain for him to go inside.
You're talking about a regular mitzvah. It's 90 degrees in the sukkah. Please, mitzvah. He has to think to himself, what kind of mitzvah is he in? Poshup shot is if it's 90 degrees in the sukkah. So he's bitzar, then he's allowed to go out. People, normally people don't make such a cheshbon. It's not going to feel so bad. His friends, you know, his friends are in a cooler climate. They have a beautiful tree that's protecting them from the sun. Not on top of the sukkah. They have a beautiful tree on the side that's protecting them from the sun. And it's perfectly open on top of the sukkah. And they're able to sit. Benachas. So the other, you know, stama, every person's situation is different. Yes?
In terms of the self-imposed side, even though he isn't a bailiff and he's doing it to himself, at the end of the day, when he's in the sukkah, it's the sukkah itself that's making him want to be alone or whatever. So isn't that...
What do you mean the sukkah itself is making him want to be alone?
Even though he's in a bailiff, it is the sukkah, it is the enclosed space, whatever it is, that wants him to get out. So it is the sukkah that's causing that side. Sort of.
Not really. It's his mindset in the sukkah. It's really him. It's not something, the test case to see whether it's due to him or to someone else is if someone else were to come into that sukkah, would the tsar affect that other individual? So if there are bees, or if it's hot, it could affect another individual as well. The tsar of the ovel is not going to affect anyone else. No one else. It's impossible. They don't have the same tsar as him. It's impossible. Okay, this is one possibility. That the Havmin of the Gemara was that the Ovel really would save himself from the Tsar by being mispodeid. He wants to be mispodeid in the house, and in the Sukkah he can't do that. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch is very troubled with this interpretation. He quotes the Rush, and he says it's so difficult, so difficult. He has some very harsh language for the Rush. Whoa, you have to be on the dark of the Taz to be able to say such a thing. Mehai Tesi Loma Svora Gorua Kozos. Hard to even say these words. Rush, Rabbeinu Osher. Not Osher. Okay, so the Taz is a Gavra Rabba. What does the Taz ask? The Taz says, you tell me the Ovel wants to be mispodeid? He wants to be alone? How can you say the Ovel wants to be alone? Imken hoya osar l'nachem aveilim v'kometzarin oso Shiloyuchalihitzdayer. What the Ovel wants to be mitzdayer, wants to be left alone. So when we're menachem aveilim, we're creating more tzar for him. Now we know there's a mitzvah of nicham aveilim. It's a fact of Taz. According to the Rush, if you assume the Ovel wants to be mispodeid, so there should be an isser of nicham aveilim, not a mitzvah of nicham aveilim. That's the Taz's big kasha. Then he has another kasha that again the Gemara should have said such a chiluk. Gemara should have said such an idea. The answer should have been that he can save himself from the tzar. So therefore, he's going to be chayim. But this first kasha of the Taz is very interesting. There should be an isser of nicham aveilim because the ovel wants to be mispodeid. He wants to be alone. Is that really such a good kasha? Yes.
I mean, seemingly, there's two completely different situations. When I come to be nicham aveilim, Like they're kind of, it's part of the same environment, it's the same atmosphere within their house. Like if he wants to be silent and just move a bunch of people around him, being silent is still like a like environment of mourning. The sukkah is very festive. It's going to be opposite of what he's trying to achieve.
It's a good point. But the Rosh doesn't talk about the festive nature of the sukkah. He talks about whether he's able to be misbodeh or not. Yes?
Well, it doesn't matter because on sukkahs they're not allowed to visit anyway. So then at that point, he'd rather be left alone than.
They can visit him on sukkahs. That's mutter. Yeah, Nicham Avelim is mutter on Yom Kippur. Yeah, we don't do it in the same way, but yeah, it's supposed to, you know. Not necessarily, but again, to be Menachem, to comfort him, we would do that. Yes, Nathan.
So according to the Taz, like for example, nowadays when someone is goes to Menachem and Avel, they have like let's say they have times, right? So from a certain hour, they want people to come, and a certain hour they don't want people to come. If someone were to come during a time when they don't want to come, would that
even not according to the Taz, one shouldn't come when they tell you not to come. Right, that's
right.
It's a desire anyway, right?
So the
Taz is saying that Nicham Avelim should be also because the other one thing is spoiled. The simple answer, yeah? The simple dechia for the Taz's point is what? Yeah. Different issue? Go ahead.
You know, we have so many halachas now about being Nacham Avel that, like, when you go in, you can't start a conversation, so he has so many opportunities to be misbodied.
It's not being misspoded, there are people there. Maybe the answer is, someone has suggested this, that maybe the answer is that, of course the other wants to be misspoded, but he also wants someone to come to be Menachem. Misspoded means he wants them to be Menachem, to be there for a little bit, but not to linger. He doesn't want them to linger, he wants to have his own time, so he can have his time. But every so often, he wouldn't mind if people would come and try to be Menachem a little bit. He doesn't want to be in the tzar, you know, constantly. But yet, he doesn't want people to be there too much. So that's the problem. If he's eating the meal and he's going to stay in the sukkah for the whole meal, that's too long. Right? He doesn't want to be there for an hour, for an hour and a half, for 2 hours. I don't know how long your meals are in the sukkah. But I'm saying it's not 5 minutes. It's not 10 minutes. 10 minutes, I mean, how long do people stay for a shiva call? A person is not supposed to stay too long. There are whole rules. People, you know, experts have guidelines as to how long you're supposed to say. You're not supposed to say so long. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. They say the best shiva depends how far a person comes from, how close they are to the prayer. Obviously, it depends on a lot of different factors. A person's not really supposed to stay more than 20 minutes, 15 minutes, because it's just too much. Short time. So maybe that's the idea, that the Ovel wants to be misboded. He wants people to be Menachem, but he wants to be misboded most of the time. It's not such a compelling kasha of the times. So that's the kasha of the Taz. The Taz rejects the Rosh. He doesn't like the Rosh. He rejects him because he says if we say the other wants to be misboded, so then Nicham Avelim should be awesome. So what's the answer? What's the answer to our kasha, Marik's kasha? If you're going to reject the Rosh, so what's the answer? So comes the Taz and says, you know, there actually are two types of mitzvah. There are two types of mitzvah, and they're potter for different reasons. Is mitzvah machmas etzem ha-yeshiva besukh? Someone who's mitzvah from the sukkah itself. But then there's a mitzvah machmas siba mibachutz. Some external tzar, some secondary tzar, not due to the sukkah. So the Taz, these two mitzvah are potter for different reasons. Mitzvah machmas yeshiva the sukkah, that's potter because of Teishu came to the room. If his bias will mitzvah him, he leaves. So if his sukkah is mitzvah, he's allowed to leave. Right? That's mitzvah from the yeshiva of the sukkah, partly because of Teishu came to the room. Mitzvah machmas a siva mibachutz, some external factor, he's the chole, he's sick, right? He's not feeling well, he's an ovel, some other tzar unrelated to the sukkah, that's not part of the sukkah that Teishu came to the room. That's partly because he's eino yachol lechaven lemitzvah. Different p'tur. It's not a p'tur of Teishu came to do. It's a different p'tur. It's a different p'tur. He can't be mechaven for the mitzvah. So he can't be mechaven for the mitzvah. He's an onus, rachmana patre. He's potter from the sukkah, not because of Teishu came to do. Because the second type of mitzvah is not going to be better outside. He's the same chola inside and outside. What's the difference? It's not going to be any better inside or outside. He's not part of midin mitzdar of teshu kein taduru. He's not part of midin the first type of mitzdar. He's only part of midin the second type of mitzdar, that he's mitzdar because of some external reason. That's because he can't be mechavin. He can't be mechavin properly in the mitzvah. Different type of mitzvah. Says the Taz, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was saying, hava mina, that the Avil should be potem idim mitzvah, potem in a sukkah. Aye, but the Avil's not going to be saved from his sar by leaving the sukkah. Says the Taz, that wasn't the p'tur that we were talking about. The p'tur that the Gemara was saying is that mitzvah, that the Avil should be like a mitzvah of the second sar. The second type of mitzvah, he should be potem in a sukkah because he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah due to his tzar. In a chanami, he's not going to be able to be saved from his tzar by leaving the sukkah. That shouldn't matter. He can't be mechavin properly in the mitzvah. So if he can't be mechavin properly in the mitzvah, so then he should be potem in a sukkah because onus rachmona patra, he can't have kavona. Kamash malah, and he's putting that tzar on himself. And he can be miyashev daito to take away that tzar. So he's mechuyev to miyashev daito to be able to be mechavin for the mitzvah. This is the Taz's pshat. That in a chanami, the ovel is no better outside the sukkah than inside the sukkah. But the p'tur mitzvah that we're talking about is not the classical p'tur mitzvah of teshu kein taduru. So rather, the second type of mitzvah. A mitzvah that's potter because of some secondary factor. He's potter because he can't have kavanah for the mitzvah. That's why we thought that the ovel should be potter. Kamash malon, he's putting this on himself. So therefore, he has to be miyashiv daito so that he'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah. This is how the Taz understood the beginning. The Bikurei Yaakov, the Aruch Lener's Perushim on Shulchan Aruch, the Bikurei Yaakov is very troubled with the Taz. He says, come on, what's the Taz saying? There's a new sug mitzvah that a person can't be mechavin for the mitzvah of sukkah. If you tell me that a mitzvah is potter because he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah of sukkah, so then according to the Manda Amar, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah should be potter for more mitzvahs. Can't be mechavin for any mitzvah. For sukkah, for tefillin, for shofar, for anything, for lulav, or whatever. He can't be mechavin for mitzvahs. He should be potter from every mitzvah. Heichal matzino davar kaze, that lamanda amar mitzvah sichas kavana mitzvah is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs? How can that be, frekta bikurei Yaakov? How can that be? He says, what's more, what kind of groisa kavana do you need for the mitzvah of sukkah? You need such an incredible kavana? Why do you need such an incredible kavana? Be mechavin for a moment. I want to be yotze. The mitzvah, Hashem Yisbarach, to sit in the sukkah. How long does it take? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? How long does the whole kavana take? He can't be mechavin. A mitzvah can't be mechavin even for a rega? Even for a short time? What's the Taz saying? That there's this pter mitzvah that he can't be mechavin even l'rega? How can that be? He brings a raya. He says, the Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Tefillin says that a mitzvah is potter min ha-tefillin because one is not allowed to be mesiach das in tefillin. You can't lose your attention span in tefillin. After hesach das is also in tefillin. So mitzvah is potter from tefillin. The frekta bikurei Yaakov, you see it's a special din in tefillin. It's a din hesach das in tefillin. So that's why the mitzvah is potter. But in sukkah, there's no din that you can't be mesiach das in the sukkah. Every moment that you're sitting in sukkah, you've got to be thinking, sukkah, sukkah, sukkah. I'm thinking about the mitzvah of sukkah every second. In tefillin, you have to have a subconscious understanding that you're wearing tefillin constantly. You're sitting with Kedushas tefillin, you have to be thinking about tefillin. But in sukkah, we don't find such an idea. So why does the Taz say that you can't be mechavin? The Ovel, we thought the Ovel's not going to be able to be mechavin. Someone who's a chola, he's mitzvah, he's potter, not because of Teshu Kedushas, but because he can't be mechavin for the mitzvah. He can't be mechavin for a short period of time. Come on, why not? And even like the Bach, they embellish the kasha. The Bach has a famous sheet over here. The Tur has a long dissertation at the beginning of Ilchas Sukkah to say that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, we put them in Sukkah, Sanani HaKovet, Sukkah's Mamish, and that's why we sit in the Sukkah, L'man Yedu Dor HaSeichem, Kibas Sukkah So Shafti as B'nai Yisrael. The Tur is marich a lot at the beginning of Ilchas Sukkah about the Machshava of the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So comes the Bach and says, you know, I think maybe the reason why he's marich so much is because by Sukkah, you have to have Kavanah for the reason of the Mitzvah. You know, we talk about that there are kamei ha-mitzvahs, there are reasons for the mitzvahs, but you don't do the mitzvahs only for the reasons, but there are certain reasons for the mitzvahs. But comes the Bach and says he thinks by sukkah and by two other mitzvahs, You have to have kavana for the tam hamitzvah. Why? Because the pasuk says leman. Whenever it says leman, then you have to have kavana for the tam hamitzvah too. So by sukkah, leman yedid or sefer kivah sukkah or shafi as b'nei Yisrael. You have to have in mind that b'nei Yisrael sat in sukkahs in the mitzvah. Leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha kibyor chazok osiacha Hashem ni mitzrayim. By tefillin, you have to have in mind leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha. Two things. First of all, Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? So that Torah Hashem should be b'ficha, we should learn Torah, and that we should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go out of Mitzrayim. L'man tizkru v'asisim es kol mitzvosai. Tayag mitzvahs. When you put on tzitzis, you have to have in mind the tam for tzitzis is to remind us of tayag mitzvahs. The Bach says, he thinks, whenever it says l'man, maybe you have to have kavanah for the tam of mitzvah. And that's why the Torah is marach so much by sukkah, because it says l'man by sukkah. So you not only have to have kavanah for the mitzvah, l'chatchila, mitzvah zin kavanah, here you need even more than that. You have to have kavanah for the reason of the mitzvah too. So the Mishnah Berurah points out it's the din l'chatchila. It's not ma'akev v'di'eved. I mean, if this halacha, if this bach were ma'akev v'di'eved, then I think most of Klal Yisrael would never be able to mitzvah of sukkah. I mean, how many people have kavana for such a? Sometimes they have it in the sidurim, you know, before the kiddush on sukkahs. They have the whole, you know, shpizin, you know, the opening to the sukkah. Sometimes they mention these psukim, partially for this reason that we should keep this time in mind. But not everyone says those psukim. It's a din l'chatchila. But even according to the Bach, how long does it take before you make Kiddush? You have that time in mind, that's it. What's the Taz talking about? The Bikur Yaakov's Kasha is an Eisen Akasha against the Taz. How long does it take to have that Kavana? What's Pshat? So if you're going to reject the Rosh like the Taz did, he says, what? The Ovel doesn't want to, the Ovel wants to be Mespodet? He's the same, both inside the sukkah and outside the sukkah. The Taz rejected the Rosh. And if you reject the Taz like the Bikur Yaakov does, Taz's reason that the Ovel can't have Kavanah for the mitzvah, so then what's the answer to the Kasha? What was the Havamin of the Gemara that we assume that the Ovel really should be Potem, its Tair is Potem and Asukah, and then Kamash Mulan and Yisrael? So I saw Rabbi David Goldberg in his beautiful Sefer, Avodas David, on the sukkah. But Goldberg wants to suggest the following. That maybe Taka, the Ovel, is happier outside the Sukkah. Not for the reason of the Rosh, but for a different reason. But as David suggests, that whenever a person is Bitsar, what happens is, if he's in a situation that's more uncomfortable, it exacerbates Bitsar. A person is a Chola, let's say. Right? He's sick, he's not feeling well, he has a broken leg. So you would say, well, what does it matter? He could be in the sukkah, he could be in his bayis. It's the same tzar. No. The sukkah is not as comfortable a place as the bayis. It's not as comfortable a place. That's what the Torah says already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of sukkah in Tishrei, not in Nisan, because he wants it to be a bit more uncomfortable, so that it's nicker that we're doing it for the mitzvah. In Nisan, so warm outside, right? Supposed to be warm outside, right? It's so warm outside, it's comfortable. People love to sit outside and with the grass and the warm weather. It's not nikkur that you're doing for the mitzvah. Tishrei, it's a little bit colder. So it's nikkur that you're doing for the mitzvah. The sukkah is not as comfortable as a person's bayis. So, Zofi Avodos David, if the sukkah is not as comfortable as the bayis, what that's going to do is if a person is bitsar, he'll be more bitsar in the sukkah than in the bayis. Think about it. Forget about whether the other wants to be misvoded. The reality is he's bitsar. He's thinking about his mace, and he's bitsar. But if you take him from a place which is more pleasant to be in, and put him in a place which is less pleasant to be in general, that mokum is going to exacerbate his tzar. Maybe that's the answer to the question. That really the other is better off at home. But why? It's doch the zel bitsar. He has the same tzar at home as in the sukkah. Yeah, the source of the tzar is the same. But the way that tzar plays out is going to be different. Because the sukkah is less of a comfortable place than the bayis. It's going to exacerbate the tzar that he has. It's going to heighten the tzar, make it worse. That's why the Gemara had the Havamina. That maybe the Ovel should be part of a sukkah because Mitzar is part of a sukkah. Aye! But if he's not going to be saved by coming back into the house, what's the Torah? The answer is he will be saved. He won't be saved from his tzar, but he'll be saved from the extra tzar that the sukkah is going to generate because it's less of a pleasant mokum than his bayis. Okay, so that was the Havamina of the Gemara. Could the Ovel should be potter? Komash malon. No, it's a personal tsar. He's the one who generated the tsar, so therefore he has to control himself and make sure that he's not going to be tsar.